It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
Welcome back to another episode of the Define Your Brand podcast. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and as always, I got my main man, Jeremy Warner, CEO, Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media. And you know, we're following up on a really exciting episode that we launched last week that got a lot of traction, a lot of viewers, and a lot of feedback on our podcast in regards to building and defining your brand on Instagram. So we really wanted to take that opportunity to kind of expand on that based on questions and messages and comments that we received. And this week's episode is going to dive right back in on how to really define your brand and enhance that on Instagram. And today we're going to talk about four tips on writing the best Instagram bio. You know, for me, I believe that you don't know what you can't see. Everybody says you don't know what you don't know, and I believe that as well. But in social media, especially on Instagram, it's so important that you have a profile photograph. A great bio will stop someone in their tracks and make them say, "Wait, what? Who is this? This is impressive, and this is the type of impression that you want to make." Once again, like we talked about last week, you have 0.2 seconds to make that first impression, so it needs to count. So first things first, tip number one is your profile photo up. Are you what people are seeing on your Instagram profile? Whether you're a brand, a small business, or influencer, you should be using a headshot for your profile pic, not your logo or your favorite sports team, for instance. A face as your photo lets people know you're an actual real person on the other end of that profile. This shows trust, it shows authenticity, and it's going to build a stronger relationship when engaging with the other end users. Unless you're a major brand like Nike or Pepsi, Google, Apple, go change your pic to a headshot and do it ASAP.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with the profile photo. You know, with social media's growth, and especially on Instagram within the last 12 to 18 months, there is a lot of new accounts that are being created, and there's a lot of fake accounts that are being created. And to be able to separate yourself from the accounts that are real and the ones that are fake, you need to have a good headshot photo of yourself. Make sure you smile. You know, when we talk about, especially in Rush Impact Media, when we're talking about clients and everything like that, the biggest thing that we talk about is visual content is a critical piece of any solid social media strategy, whether it's pictures, video, texting, all the things, the components when it comes to posting within the social media profile, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, visual content is critical. The power of imaging can double or even triple your engagement. So remember that. The power of your photo could double and triple your engagement when that person hits your profile. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, then the quality of an image needs to communicate the quality of the work that you put in. It needs to be professional, it needs to be small, and you need to dress the part. So we're going to move right into tip number two, and we briefly talked about this on the last episode. Your name. Start by making sure your username is you can recognize it, and it's easily searchable. Your username will display within the public search on Instagram, but it's what people will see when they first type in and look for yourself. So if they're typing in Matt Crane, Jeremy Warner, Video Famous, Rush Impact, those key components of who you are as a brand needs to be in your username. People are searching for you on Instagram will likely use your real name or your company's name. And consistency lets people know that your Instagram profile that they're viewing actually belongs to you and not someone that is fake. Your name and username are the only fields, and this is critical, and this is the key component within Instagram. You have to understand the platform that you're on. You have to understand how it works. You have to understand the analytics, and you have to understand how people can search you. And the key component with Instagram is your name and username. They are the only fields that Instagram considers in search. That's it. Your username and your name. It's important to make sure that the name you use in your Instagram bio is the one your followers and customers are searching for.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, to expand on that as well, it's Jeremy, one of the things you constantly talk about when to our sales staff, to our team, to those we consult, train with, is that, hey, you really only have a short amount of time to make an impression. And sometimes an impression is only what people can see in the time they have to see it. So, you know, we talk to a lot of clients all over the country. And I know for a fact that as we're talking to them, they're searching for us already online.
Yep.
And what happens is, boom, once they see that initial image, it lines up with everything we're telling them. So there's that consistency and that authenticity. If they were talking to me, for instance, on a sales call or you on a call, and they go to search your name and they see a sunset, it doesn't line up with what you're talking about. So it's very, very important, and that's a great tip in terms of searchability, because everybody's being searched. Everybody's being searched. Tip number three is your skills. A great Instagram bio will accurately explain what your business is, what it does, and how it can help you and the audience. Think about what sets you apart from your competitors. Do you have a unique set of skills or experience that might be of interest to your followers? Not only will including these in your Instagram bio serve as an introduction to new viewers, but it can also determine whether they're going to follow you back. Make sure you answer the following questions in less than 150 characters. I cannot stress this point enough. Make sure you answer the following questions in less than 150 characters. Who you are, what you do, and how you do it. Be short, be sweet, but be matter of fact to the point, because that's what matters most when people are looking for you on Instagram, because that's what they want to see.
And, you know, that is a critical component within the bio, and people have to understand, you know, you have 150 characters. So it's like an elevator pitch. It has to be right to the point. They need to know who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. And that's what that little 150 characters needs to have within it. You need to have, get creative with it. Put some emojis behind it. Draw some attention to what it is, but you got to be straight to the point, exactly who you are, what you do, and how you do it, and how you're going to be able to solve their problems. The tip number four, what is a huge component, and it might be one of the most important parts of Instagram's bio, is what I like to call the call to actions. Okay? This is what your users will click on when they land on your Instagram page. You have one URL. That's it. Unlike other social media networks, Instagram is strict on where clickable links can be placed. And currently on Instagram, what we just talked about, they only give users one clickable link within the app, and it's the link in your bio. Take advantage of this real estate, include your website, landing page, blog page, or other links in a section. What we like to do is we like to stay current on what's going on. So if we have a new vlog coming out, I'm gonna attach the new vlog link in our bio. If we have a new episode of the Define Your Brand podcast, we're going to have a link in there. Or maybe we have another project that we're working on, like we're working on a project with Red Cross, and we had a special landing page just for that for our dealer clients to go to, and then maybe we stress that. So be consistent with it. If you're sharing stuff in your stories and you're making posts about, hey, your vlog, the probably the best thing to do is to make sure that the link in your bio is pushing your audience back to what you're sharing. So be consistent with your information that you're pushing out all across everywhere, within stories, within your post, everything. You don't want to have something that's old within the link and you're on a new project and they can't get to that new project and see what's going on. So very, very important. One last thing that I want to add to the call to actions, and obviously within the bio, always, always, always include your email in your Instagram bio. This is the only form of contact besides the direct messaging that your customers, fans, and potentially huge clients have a way to quickly engage with you and be able to contact you with questions and inquiries.
Yeah, and you know what, Jeremy, you said something that's just so spot on. That clickable link can be updated, and that's so vital. Especially, like you said, when we have new blogs that drop, new opportunities, yep. new things, we can update that. So, man, what a great point. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly why we do this podcast every single week. We want to make sure that everyone out there that are listening, following, sharing, and are introducing us to new potential listeners are getting the most value in return. Take these four tips, take a look at your Instagram bio right now, and incorporate these particular ideas into that bio, and then let us know how it's working for you. Once again, thank you all for listening. We can't wait to be with you again next time right here on the Define Your Brand.